As we set aside this time to remember our Lord and Savior's sacrifice, I invite you to consider with me how the parable of the wicked tenants, or vine dressers, simply illustrates Jesus' experience among men. Told by Jesus in the week prior to his crucifixion and recorded in Luke 20 and Mark 12, this parable illustrates the Jews' rejection of God, including his Son, and God's response in taking away the kingdom, the establishment of the new covenant with its kingdom, established in and on Christ for all nations. I'll read the account from Luke 20, starting in verse 9. Then he began to tell the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard, leased it to vine dressers, and went into a far country for a long time. Now at vintage time, he sent a servant to the vine dressers that they might give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the vine dressers beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again he sent another servant, and they beat him also, treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed. And again he sent a third, and they have wounded him also and cast him out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Probably they will respect him when they see him." But when the vine dressers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours." So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those vine dressers and give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, "Certainly not." Then he looked at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Whoever falls on that stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder." And the chief priests and the scribes that very hour sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken the parable against them. I consider the parable timely in our studies in the books of the prophets who served at the end of Judah's days prior to the captivity, and their revelation and the prophet's revelation of the promises to come. God had sent many prophets to his people. In general, they had been rejected. In the parable, the prophets are represented by the three servants sent by the owner of the vineyard, God, to the tenants or vine dressers, the Jews. The vineyard owner eventually sends his beloved son, whom the tenants kill. It would shortly come to this for Jesus. For us, at this time, rather than explore the parable in depth, let us consider several truths that it presents for us. We see how God has provided all for us. God has shown us his great love and concern. All we have is owed to him. Let us examine our hearts and not reject his word. Let's honor his servants, and most of all, honor his son. Amen. Let us be truly grateful that he would send his son, knowing of the rejection that had gone before and would come to his son as well. Let us be grateful for the place we may take in the new kingdom in Christ's body, in which all nations may receive forgiveness, salvation, and hope. Amen. This is all possible due to Christ's death and resurrection, which we remember now in gratitude, humility, and praise. Amen.